everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Do you know what the hardest thing about learning Chinese is, Elsie?
The tones, 声调 吗? Like ma, 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 ma.
Maybe for some people, but not for me.
Ooh.
For me, it's all the Chinese characters I have to remember and learn to write.
I agree, mm-hmm. Some characters have so many strokes in them. 笔画超级多。
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's so hard that I just want to give up. I'm never going to remember all those characters.
Maybe you can try a different way of learning.
Do you have any ideas for me?
Well, today's article talks about an interesting new way of looking at Chinese characters.
Really? Is it an app that just writes all the words for me?
I wish. It's actually a set of stamps.
Hmm.
I think you'll like them.
Well, I'm all ears. Let's learn more about them now.
来自哪里?
来自哪里is a set of stamps. People use them to write Chinese characters. Wang Jieying and Wang Manling came up with this idea in 2015. They wanted to sharethe beauty of traditional Chinese characters. So, they made a set of movable type stamps. They used 8 simple strokes of the Chinese word yong to make 6 stamps. These 6 stamps, or strokes, can write any Chinese character. The two girls hope 来自哪里 helps others build their own Chinese words. So get your stamps ready and think outside of the box.
Word power.
Stamp, stamp. Nora keeps her important name stamp in the drawer.Nora keeps her important name stamp in the drawer. Character, character. That character is hard to write. Can you teach me again? That character is hard to write. Can you teach me again? Hope, hope, hope.Hoped, hoped. I hope it won't rain today because I don't have an umbrella with me. I hope it won't rain today because I don't have an umbrella with me. Build, 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 built, built. Joanna wants to build her computer skills by taking a class. Joanna wants to build her computer skills by taking a class.
Okay, like we said in the introduction, we're going to talk about an interesting new set of stamps in today's article. Now, here in the first line, it says, 来自哪里 is a set of stamps.
来自哪里我们文章这边一开始提到是一组印章 You did a great job reading the characters
Oh, thank you
来自哪里
Well, I did try
所以呢 a set 是一组一套的意思 We can say a set of books 一套书、或是文章里面的 a set of stamps、一套印章
You could also say a set of keys
一把钥匙或一组钥匙也可以
Okay, now we did in that sentence see that we were talking about a set of stamps. Now, stamp is today's first word power word. It's spelled S-T-A-M-P, stamp, and it's a noun. Let's learn more about it now. We're talking about a stamp. A stamp is a special tool. You put it in ink and then you press the surface of the stamp, which has a mark or a pattern on it,onto the surface, and the ink transfers onto the surface. So first, you put the stamp in the ink, and then you put it on paper, and a special design will appear. Here's an example sentence. Nora keeps her important name stamp in the drawer. One more time. Nora keeps her important name stamp in the drawer.
Stamp 在文章中呢是印章的意思，那我们要注意发音哦。St 碰在一起，我们念 st 的声音，所以我们念 stamp。那例句说呢 ，Nora 将她重要的姓名印章 name stamp 收在抽屉里头。那除了印章之外 ，stamp 当名词的时候还有邮票的意思。那它还可以当动词使用哦，是盖印章的动作。
So, Aaron, what can people do with this set of stamps? Okay, well, let's find out. Here in the article, it says, people use them to write Chinese characters.
Ooh, 人们用这些印章来写中文字。
Now, you probably already know what characters are, but maybe you don't know this word character.We're going to talk about it today. It's our second word, power word, and it's quite long, so listen carefully as we spell it. C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R, character. Character is a noun, and we're going to learn more about it now. In this article, a character is a special letter, mark, or sign that's used in writing. Now, when you write a word in Chinese,you use the character for that word. In English, we often call the characters letters. Now, there are characters in other languages too, such as Japanese and Korean. Here's an example sentence. That character is hard to write. Can you teach me again? One more time. That character is hard to write. Can you teach me again?
Character 在文章当中是字的意思，那字首的 ch 这边发的是 k 的声音，所以我们念作 character。那例句说到呢，那个字好难写，你可以再教我一次吗？另外 ，character 也可以指一个人的个性、一个地方的风格特色，或者是电影、电视里面的角色。So, what's your favorite cartoon character, Aaron?
I'm not sure. I think I'd probably have to say something from Spirited Away, maybe.
Oh, Saying Sonu.
I liked the ghost that ate a lot of things and got fatter and fatter and fatter.
Oh, you know...What's my favorite cartoon character?
Okay.
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Okay. All right. So, we're looking at these stamps that people use to write Chinese words or Chinese characters. Let's learn more about the people who made the stamps. Here we see Wang Jieying and Wang Manlin. Hopefully I said those right.
Perfect.
Came up with this idea in 2015.
Wang Jieying.与王曼琳在2015年的时候想出了这个点子。Come up with 是萌生出点子、想法的意思。
I just came up with an idea, Elsie.
What did you come up with? 你想到什么点子咯?
An app that writes Chinese for me.
It's a great idea. I'll help you with that.
Okay. Okay. All right, I'll keep working on this app. So why did these girls come up with these stamps?Here in the article, it gives us a reason. It says, they wanted to share the beauty of traditional Chinese characters.
所以为什么这两个女孩要想出这样的点子呢？因为她们想要将繁体汉字的美分享出去。
Now, I have a question. Do you find traditional Chinese characters beautiful?
Yes, very much so. Every stroke...in a traditional Chinese character has its meaning. And you put some of the strokes together to create a new meaning.
Okay, I guess if you think about it, looking at the way they used to write in English, in, you know, the fancy script, many people would consider that beautiful these days.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure many people know how to read it anymore, though. It's kind of hard to read old English writing.
所谓的 fancy script 就像是 cursive, 草写的字体一样。不过呢，他们会写得更华丽。
Okay, so these girls have made these traditional they've made these stamps because they think traditional Chinese characters are beautiful,
right?
And they want to share this beauty. All right, so let's find out more about these stamps themselves. Here in the article, it says, so they made a set of movable type stamps.
所以呢，他们就做了可移动式的印章。What are the stamps like?
They're movable.
他们是可以移动的，活动的。
All right, so I guess you can move them in different positions, something like that. Okay, so we can move these stamps, but let's find out what that movement does. Now, here in the article, it says they used 8 simple strokes of the Chinese word yong to make 6 stamps.
好，所以他们利用永字，永远的永，永这个字的八个笔画来做出六个印章。
Now...What Chinese character has the most strokes, Elsie? Do you know?
I think it's this one. Which one? The one I've been holding in my hand. Let me show you.
Okay. This one. And what does that mean?
It means thunder. It's an old way to write thunder.
Okay. Well, that actually, it looks like if you...understand this one, you can write it very easily because they're the same.
You just copy and paste. Okay, I think it's this one.
Okay, it seems like there's probably many of them
right now.
Okay, well, that looks like too many for me to learn how to write, but luckily these stamps make writing any character easy. That's because the article says these 6 stamps or strokes can writeany Chinese character.
他们做出来是六个印章或者我们说笔画可以写出任何的中文字。那 stroke 当名词用就是笔画的意思啦。
Okay, so this would be a good tool for me to learn how to write Chinese characters, but the creators want even more than just that. Here it says, the two girls hope Lai Zinali helps others build their own Chinese words.
所以这两个女生希望来自哪里这一组印章可以帮助别人建造他们自己的中文字。
Okay, now before we teach our word power words, I just want to say how cool it is that these stamps were invented by 2 young girls.Good job, ladies.
Good job.
All right. Now, let's get into our third word power word of the day, and that's hope. Hope is a verb. It's spelled H-O-P-E. In the past tense, we say hoped, and present perfect, we also say hoped. Now, let's find out more about the word hope. When you hope, you are wishing or wanting something to happen or be true.Now, we often say hope about things we want to happen in our lives. For example, I hope the weather is nice on my birthday because I want to have a birthday picnic. Here's another example sentence. I hope it won't rain today because I don't have an umbrella with me. One more time. I hope it won't rain today because I don't have an umbrella with me.
Hope 在文章里头呢，当动词使用是希望的意思。例句说呢，我希望今天不会下雨，因为我没有带着伞。那 hope 也可以当名词使用哦。For example, some people might ask you, what are your hopes for the future? 你对未来的希望是什么？那在这个句子里头 ，hope 就是名词啦。
Okay, well, I hope that I can have an app that helps me write Chinese.
所以那个 app 就是你的希望 That's your hope.
Yeah, it's a good hope. All right. We have another word power word to look at in that sentence. We talked about the verb build. Build is spelled B-U-I-L-D, build. And we're going to learn more about it right now. Here, build is less about making a building or something else very big.But more about helping something develop or form or grow. So in this sentence, it says the girls want people to use their stamps to develop or write their own words. You could also build a business. That means you help a business grow. You could build a family. That means you start and develop a family. Here's another example. Joanna wants to build her computer skills.By taking a class. One more time. Joanna wants to build her computer skills by taking a class.
build 这个动词呢是建立的意思。那过去式跟过去分词，我们把字尾 d 改成 t， 变成 built。那例句说呢 ，Joanna 想要借由上课来建立她的电脑技能。那如果我们在 build 这个字的字尾加上 ing，building 还可以当做一个名词，是建筑物。
Okay, so you don't just have to write all of the normal Chinese words.、Mm-hmm. You can make your own words too. That's really cool. So here's what you should do. The article says, so get your stamps ready and think outside of the box.
所以准备好你的印章，跳脱框架思考。To get something ready,、mm-hmm. 准备好某物。Have you got your stamps ready, Erin?
Not yet. Maybe later.
Okay, later.
Okay, Elsie, I was just joking. I do have my stamps ready.
Okay.
Now, where is the box? And how do I think outside of it?
To think outside of the box, 字面上是在箱子外面思考。它要表达的意思就是不要被框架给局限住了。跳脱框架思考才会激发出不同的火花还有创意。We all should think outside of the box.
Mm-hmm, that's right. I should think creatively to come up with new and different ideas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we are going to say goodbye in a few minutes. First, we're going to check out today's magic box. And then we're going to go straight to review time.
找亮点。Hello， 大家好，我是 Casey。大家平常应该很常看到或用到 ready 这个字，它当作形容词用，意思是准备好的。你去餐厅吃饭的时候，服务生可能问你 Are you ready to order？ 你准备好点餐了吗？你可能会回答 Yes， I'm ready to order， 或者是 No， I am not ready to order。我准备好，或是还没准备好要点餐。Are you ready to do something？ 表示你准备好要做某事了吗？那如果你今天要说我把某个东西给准备好了，你可以搭配 get 这个动词。get something or somebody ready 表示把某人事物给准备好。例如 ,Mom always gets dinner ready before we go home. 妈妈总是会在我们回家之前先把晚餐给准备好。再举个例子哦 ,You have to get yourself ready before the contest. 你必须在比赛之前先把自己给准备好。或是你可能会看到这个用法 get something or somebody ready 后面再加个 for， 这表示为了某什么东西把某人事物给准备好。例如 I got the room ready for our guests， 我把要给客人的房间给准备好。 The teacher gets the handouts ready for today's class， 老师为了今天的课程把讲义给准备好。轮到你练习咯， Are you ready？ 我为了下礼拜的表演把自己给准备好了，英文要怎么说呢？The answer is, I got myself ready for the performance next week. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Hi, and welcome back to review time. I've got some pictures here on our whiteboard.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Uh-huh. Well, we're going to do something a little bit different today. Instead of just playing a normal game, I want Elsie to think outside of the box to guess our word power words.
Okay.
So, I have 5 pictures here on this piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell me what they are?
I see a snake, she, and a tea bag, cha bao, and a pencil, 铅笔, an ant, 蚂蚁, and this is a bag of money.
Money, okay. Uh-huh. So we have a snake, let's say tea, and then we have a pencil, and money, and ant.
Okay.
Okay, now what can we think about when we think of these words? What word power word can you make?
要从我们今天的单字找啊，所以 snake, snake tea, ant money, pen, 该不会是取它的字首吧？ Is it about the first letter of each word?
It is. So what are the first letters?
So S and T, A, M, and P.
That's right.
So that's the word stamp.
You've got it.
Woohoo!
Perfect. Okay, now We're going to do something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I have two words written on the whiteboard now. Can you read them for me?
Care.
Mm-hmm.
Actor.
Okay. What word power word could we make by putting these two words together?
You mean the sounds or the letters?
The sounds.
The sounds. So, care, actor, character. Actor, character!
All right. So they're not spelled the same,
mm-hmm.
but we can make the same sounds.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to say some words, and I want you to tell me which word you think I want you to say.
Okay.
Rope.
Rope.
Mope.
Mope.
Dope.
Dope.
Soap.
Soap.
Cope.
Cope.
Nope.
Nope.
What word do I want?
Ope, ope, ope. Hope!
All right. Okay, well, we have one more word left.
Uh-huh.
Now, I want you guys to think outside the box. Think of a funny way or an interesting way to make your friends guess what the word is.
Okay.
All right?
And that word is?
Build.
Build.
Okay, well, we're all out of time, so for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
来自哪里?
来自哪里 is a set of stamps. People use them to write Chinese characters. Wang Jieying and Wang Manling came up with this idea in 2015. They wanted to share the beauty of traditional Chinese characters. So, they made a set of movable type stamps. They used eight simple strokes of the Chinese word yong to make six stamps. These six stamps, or strokes, can write any Chinese character. The two girls hope 来自哪里 helps others build their own Chinese words. So get your stamps ready and think outside of the box.
Stamp, stamp. Nora keeps her important name stamp in the drawer. Nora keeps her important name stamp in the drawer. Character, character. That character is hard to write. Can you teach me again?That character is hard to write. Can you teach me again? Hope, 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 hoped, hoped. I hope it won't rain today because I don't have an umbrella with me. I hope it won't rain today because I don't have an umbrella with me. Build.Build, build, built, built. Joanna wants to build her computer skills by taking a class. Joanna wants to build her computer skills by taking a class.